number 10,916, Phyllis Saunders, northeast of River Road, approximately 433 feet east of Point View Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
I have, each of you, if you can state your name and address for the record, please.
Beth Walker, 16583 Laurel Road, Laurel Farm.
Is that?
Thank you.
Your name?
Phyllis Saunders, 31614, River Road.
If you can all put your right hand on the line, you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you.
Just, you can take, stand right there just a moment, I want to speak to council.
So you stated your work address, because that's where you spend most of your time and you live, right? Okay.
He lives at work.
It's my second home.
I hear you. I know the feeling.
Okay, thank you. Now you may go ahead.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
It's okay. My name's Phyllis Saunders. I, as I stated, live at 31614 River Road, which is directly across from the property that I'm requesting the variance for.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, the property is irregularly shaped, and also half of the, not quite half of the property is salt marsh, which limits my buildable area. So I have had a drawing that the front setback will be 33.5 feet instead of the required 40 foot. My setback from the back of the slope where the salt marsh is 10 foot, and I'm at least 10 foot from either side.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I want to put a home on this property that I own is because I'm going to bring my parents home from Florida, whose health is not all that great, so they have some assistance. And
right.
I had a misunderstanding that Kathy can speak to with the zoning board, if you don't mind. She's my sales
Sure.
Yes, I was checking into it prior to her purchasing a home to make sure that we could put the type of home that she was planning on putting there. I wasn't really familiar with the MR, so I called Planning and Zoning on December 12th, and I did see a note that I talked to Kelly, and she said at that point that they needed to have a special use adjustment or put the adjustment board.
Exception.
Exception.
Yeah, she said that. It said it wasn't with this regular variance meeting. She said it was one that you had on the first and third Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I informed Phyllis that at that point, and she went in and talked to somebody and got the information as far as for the variance for the setback and also dually for the home as well. But then we didn't find out until late this afternoon that you're not allowed to put a double-wide mobile home on that property because of the MR district.
Because, okay, is that why? Because MR, not 3/4 of an acre?
Medium, it doesn't allow you at all to have a manufactured home. It doesn't matter the size of the lot.
So we've changed that anyway.
Are
now
we able to do an IRC modular?
Well, here's the thing. You're asking for a special use exception because you're asking to put a mobile home in an MR zoning.
Yes.
I can tell you that I've been on the board 19 years. I don't recall us ever doing that.
She's only what's advertised is just a variance from the front yard setback.
So she's going to have to come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I didn't
but
know
I
they
had noticed
all that
this afternoon that they were expecting to be able to place a manufactured home, and I had to let them know. I wanted to advise them before the meeting that it's not permitted and that I apologize that it was missed at the time.
Right.
And
they
how about
it?
IRC, International Residential Code modular?
It's still, by the county, it's still considered a mobile home.
A dwelling.
No.
A modular is okay. It's actually
modulars
a dwelling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or the built same code as
it doesn't have a serial number.
Okay.
Yeah, in that short period of time, I switched
it. So we decided, our company decided we would go ahead and do this, you know.
So we're not talking about a mobile home then?
Mm-mm. Not now.
No, I just wanted to make sure that we were okay with the IRC code.
Okay.
They're just requesting a front yard variance.
And, okay. We're not considering a special use exception then?
No.
Okay.
So we don't need to have one, is that correct, Susan? We don't need to have a special use for
IRC. You cannot ask for it.
Pardon me?
You cannot even ask for a special use.
But for the IRC, we can.
The modular. We're okay with this modular.
No, it's considered a dwelling. You're okay. It's not a manufactured home.
It's just like a stick build.
Yes.
International Residential
Code. That's going to be 28 feet wide. Okay. So, and you have that.
You're okay there.
That's a modular.
So the only thing you have to do now is convince us that you meet the standards for granting a variance. Are you familiar with those standards?
Right.
You can meet those fine. Can you address those entities?
Address those?
Because of the marshland.
Because of the marshland in the back. I'm going to build 10 feet off of the slope of the marshland, so I'm 10 foot forward from that, which puts me on the front at 33 and a half foot. I don't feel as though it would affect any of the surrounding homes. To the right of this, because they're all small lots, they're only
60 foot.
Garages, and I'm the one who lives across the street. And it will be a modular, not a trailer, as people believe. Yeah, that was, I believe, the notice that was sent out.
What other type of homes are there?
There's every kind of home you can imagine.
Okay.
I have a brick home that was, I recently just refinanced. It was valued at $700,000. There's my neighbor's house who was valued at $175,000.
But there are other stick-built homes.
Quarter mile down the road, I'm putting a single wide.
Okay.
There's double wides within a mile down the road.
Okay.
There's double wides, single wides. There's even a guy.
But we're not talking about a double wide. We're talking about, right.
And there's, you know, very nice two-story homes also, and very old two-story homes. There's everything you can imagine.
And did you all create the size and shape of the lot?
No.
Did you create the marsh area?
No, but I do like the cattails that grow in it.
And is there any other way to develop this?
No.
Why is
it? I asked my surveyor if there was any other way, and that's what he told me to say, that this would otherwise be an unbuildable lot because of the irregularity and the salt marsh.
Okay.
It's not 4x4.
Okay.
Not even a flood.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this property, you couldn't develop it without a variance on there, right?
Correct.
The possibility of zoning without a variance?
And it's a minimum relief that they can...
That's a minimum?
Yes.
Sure. Amount of adjustments that you need to place your home on there?
Yes.
And I just asked Ms. Secretary there, I kind of saw that marsh in the back, and she said it's marsh, but not a 404 zone or a flood zone or state, because if it was, you could build back in there, but she's informed me that it isn't.
A boathouse.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
This is a...
Thank you.
How many square feet is this dwelling?
The dwelling is 1,387 square feet.
So it's not a overly large dwelling. Is it in...
Three-bedroom, two-bathroom.
Typical of what's there in the area? Or are there bigger homes in the area?
I would say they're about the same.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
I mean, our house is smaller than that.
Right. Okay. But, I mean, we're not talking about a 3,000-square-foot home.
Or that. No.
Right.
Okay.
Was there anything there before?
No.
We
had just been using it to park our cars and boats. And
it didn't have sewer in there. You couldn't have sewer put in. But now
a septic system. There is county sewer there.
Now we have central sewer.
So that's how you can talk to that.
It's already there.
It's already there.
Okay.
Is on the survey that you have here, you have listed the proposed dwelling. Is that as the double-wide manufactured home, or is that the modular?
They're both the same.
They're the same?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the property right next door, is that correct?
Across the street.
Mm-hmm. Across the street.
Yep. Across the street.
And because it's, I assume that you considered other options like a mobile home for hardship, which isn't allowed in this area and so forth.
I was told right off the bat that
right.
wasn't
okay.
allowed.
So you tried all your different options. Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Can you talk to your neighbors about it?
No, I haven't. Really, most of my neighbors are summer.
Yeah.
They're not.
Summer neighbors.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that live there. Our next door neighbor, he lives there all year round.
But the three going down the other way, they're summertime.
Summertime. Yeah.
And we watch their places and their boats when they're away.
Okay. Waiting.
Any more questions?
Okay, no more questions. I ain't hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received two letters in opposition.
Uh-huh.
This is because they were thinking it was going to be double-wide.
Okay.
That was their reasoning, a manufactured home, so...
So it's changed that.
Changed that, then.
Thank you for that.
And Mr. Chairman...
Any other opposition?
Noted in that, in one of those letters of opposition, we have no problem with a variance for a regular built, wood, stick-built type home, so...
Correct.
So, okay, and that's covered in that, too, then. So let the record state that. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards, at least in my opinion, for granting a variance. Certainly unique because of the lot shape and the fact that it is marshland in the back and restricts the area that can be built upon, and therefore makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. They're certainly not asking for a very extremely large structure or something that isn't out of character for the neighborhood, and so I would, I believe it doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It wasn't created by the applicant, as we heard. They didn't create the lot or the marsh. And they're just asking for a minimum to afford relief to be able to improve the property. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,916.
And I have a second to that motion?
I have a second to that motion. And also I'd like to add to that that encroachment is only steps to get into your house. Is that correct?
Pardon me?
Steps?
No, actually, it goes a little bit into the house, as you can see on the survey.
Okay. All righty. All right. Well, I agree with all the reasons that Mr. Mills.
Okay. Well, we have a motion in by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,916. So and then Mr. Workman?
Second, I agree with the amendment variance to full relief.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye. I believe it's not otherwise be developed.
And I also vote in favor because I do feel that they've met the standards for granting of the variance.
Thank
very
you.
Well.
Thank you.
Okay, so motion is approved.
Thank you.
Next case, please.
Case number 10,970.